one of the issues that became evident that I would have immediately upon joining the yeshiva is that guys very often come over to ask shailas in the Beis Medrash, and I looked at the front of the Beis Medrash, and Morin V'Rabin, Rav Shechter Shlita, is very often in the Beis Medrash. So there's a shaila whether one is allowed to paskin a halacha bifnei rabba when his Rebbe is in the Beis Medrash. And that's not only a problem that I face, but pretty much everyone in this Beis Medrash, all the Rebbeim here, are Talmidim of Rav Shechter, Rabbi Willick, who are around in the Beis Medrash. So the shaila is, are we allowed to paskin shailas when they are around? So there is the first place this comes up in Shas is Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Kol Amora Halacha Bifnei Rabba is Chayev Misa. But that is not the primary sugi. The primary sugi is the sugi in Maseches Erevin, Daf Samach Bey, Samach Kimel, a long sugya, all about Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabba. And the sugi starts off by asking whether a particular halacha is so pashut that maybe you're even allowed to paskin it in front of your Rebbe because it's such a davar pashut. And Rav Yosef tells Abaye that Afilu Beyasa Bekutcha, even something that's very obvious, they tested to see if Rav Chista would answer in front of Rav Huna, and he would not. That even something that seems to be very pashut. And the Gemara tells us that b'fanav aser v'chayiv misa, shalom b'fanav aser v'ein chayiv misa. And then the Gemara lists a whole bunch of terrible things about someone who's mora halacha b'fnei rabo, that it's roi lachi shor nachash, and that he's nikra chote, moridin oso migdoloso, that and other things as well, he's gonna azil l'sha'ol below vlad. I'm not gonna translate all these things. Terrible things about people who paskin halachos in front of the Rebbe. So before we get to some of the details, why? What's so terrible about paskin halacha when one's Rebbe is around? So Rashi in Maseches Erevin writes that it's a chutzpah to do such a thing, to paskin halacha in front of your Rebbe. It's interesting because the Gemara in Ksuba seems to say explicitly not that way. The Gemara says lo mishum demechsi kafkirusa, that it's not because it's a chutzpah, but rather what seems to be the simple reading of the Gemara, the way the Tosos Ridim Sechs Ervin says, is because he's not going to have siyata d'shmaya in the psak, that you're only going to have real siyata d'shmaya when you're paskening, when you should be paskening, but paskening in front of a rabbi, you're not going to have the siyata d'shmaya that's necessary to pasken correctly. So what are the exceptions? There's got to be exceptions, because the way the Gemara says it, it's not only when he's right there, it's even within a certain distance, it's even when he's alive. There are different madrigos of the halacha, but what exactly are the exceptions? So Tosus on the spot, Mr. Zerivin says, well, first of all, if you're just talking and learning, if you're not paskening, you're just talking through the shaila, that's mutra. And the Karban Asanil explains, based on Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Peivav, that a Zaken Mamre, who just teaches the sugya, but isn't mora b'maisa shabalafanav, he's not actually being mora halacha on a particular instance that presented itself, he's going to be Patri, he's not going to be a Zaken Mamre. It's the same thing over here. The Gran, Yerodea, in Reish Mem Beis, where it talks about this halacha, the Gran points out that all over Shas, you see Amorayim argue with the Rebbeim in halacha, because it wasn't on a specific case, it was about the halacha in general. And talking and learning, Esvev Besufa, Filu Avu Beno, Ravu Talmido, that it's understood that there's going to be a little bit of back and forth, and there's going to be some arguments. The second potential kula, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodeasim and Reish Mem Beis Siftes, Yesh Misha Kosav, Shekala Kosav, Bisvarim, Ipiske Agaonim, Yachal Lahoros, Bimei Rabo, Rak, Lo Yorah Dover, Milibo, Velo Yismo, Chal Rayosav, Lidmos, Milsa, Milsa, Meatzmo. That if something is black on white, and it's just Maramakamulo, you're just saying, oh look, it says it right here, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says right here. And it's not about being Madama, Milsa, Milsa, there's very little judgment involved, so that would be permissible. The Achronim ask on that it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that you can't even answer what was explicit in Megillas Tainis, what was written down in Megillas Tainis. So it sounds like the fact that it's written down is not a good enough heter. So there are a few answers that the Achronim give to that kasha. The Drisha says that even if it's written down explicitly, you can't paskin directly in front of him. It just means when he's alive you can paskin, but not directly in front of him. The Shach in Sivkat and Tazayin says that the case of Megillas Tainis in the Gemara is something that's in Megillas Tainis, it still requires a little Midama Milsa the Milsa. But if it pashut doesn't require any judgment, it's just, it's right there, directly what you're asking is right there, black on white, that would not be a problem. There's a tshuva in the Marash Dam in Chosh Mishpat Siman Aleph, where he says that you can paskin what it says in Sfarim, and the only reason the Gemara didn't allow it with Megillas Tainis is because the Gemara was dealing with the Metzius where that was the only book that was written. So Atu, every other halacha, they said they asked in Megillas Tainis as well. But now that everything is written down, so the Marash Dam writes, if it's written down somewhere, it would not be included in this general list. So there's no reason to be goes to the Miut Atu the Meruba, because now the Meruba is written down. The majority of the halachas are written down. And another possible exception, there's a discussion in the Rishonim about a Talmud Chaver. So the Tosos and the Rosh Masech Zervin that write that a Talmud Chaver outside of Gimel Parsaos is allowed to paskin when his Rebbe is around. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Ri and the Rambam that there's no Isser whatsoever by a Talmud Chaver, and the Ramah paskins that it's mutter within three Parsaos, but also befun of Mamish. That a Talmud Chaver can paskin even if his Rebbe's in the vicinity, but not when he's Mamish right there, which I guess means within earshot, that he shouldn't be Mamish in front of the Rebbe. There's a discussion in Rishonim what Talmud Chaver even means, right? The Rambam in Ilchus Talmud Torah says it means Kol Shel Olamad Mimenu Rov Chachmaso, that a regular Talmud, Talmud Muvak, is you learn Rov Chachmaso from the Rebbe. A Talmud Chaver is you didn't learn Rov Chachmaso. That's Luchora, not the Pashtus. The Ramah says it can't mean Rov Chachmaso Mamish, because we assume that you could have multiple Rabbanim Muvakim. So just the numbers don't work out. You cannot have learned Rov Chachmaso from more than one person. So it must mean that you learned by him, that he was actually your Rebbe. But the Shach says that if you either didn't learn Rov Chachmaso, or you've grown to be as equal, one or the other, then you're a Talmud Chaver. That's aligned with the Marik, that if the Talmud has advanced in his learning so much that he's the equal of the Rebbe, even though he started off as a Talmud, this is something people who stay in Chinuch, most people stay in Chinuch for long enough, you get, that's the greatest pleasure of being in Chinuch, is you get to see Talmidim who grow up to become equal and better, very often than the Rebbe in learning. So that would be the Talmud Chaver. So how do we pass in Shulchan? So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Beis Yevdal, Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur la Adam laharos lufnei Rabba liolam v'kol amara lufanav chayiv misa. Pretty strong. You're not allowed to be mara halacha lufnei Rabba, and if you do so, you're chayiv misa. The Ramah says Nitilas Rishos doesn't work within three parsaos. Even Nitilas Rishos is only going to work if the Rebbe is three parsaos away. Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that lekvoa atzmo lahora'a, to establish like a base hora'a and to sit and be mara halachos even besofa olam, you're not allowed to do as long as the Rebbe is still alive. Or he says that you're allowed to be koveya such a base hora'a, but Rama adds that's only by Rabba Mufak, but by Talmud Chaver, even betok sholosh parsaos is mutter, as we had mentioned, just not lefun of mamish. So what does this mean for us, right? Does this apply to us? So the Archos Chaim in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes that anything related to Talmud Rav is automatically batal nowadays, because the Gemara, the Perushim, the Chiburim are the real poskim. They're the real Rebbe. Most of our Chachma doesn't come from a person. Most of our Chachma comes from Svarim. The Marik in Siman Kuf Samach Tes and Sharish Kuf Samach Tes disagrees, because this halach is brought by all the Rishonim, and it's according to Shulchan Aruch. So it's hard to imagine that we don't have such a din of a Rebbe. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shachter once quoted from Chaim Volozhin a similar idea, that the Isser to be Mara Halach from the Rabbi, I think from Salvation, that you should look up in the Svarim before you paskin, because of Mara Halacha b'fnei Rabbo, and the Svarim are really our Rebbeim. We once had the opportunity to be sitting with Rav Shachter and a few other Talmidim of Rav Shachter, with a few of the younger Rabbanim, and Rabbi Isaac Rice was sitting there taking notes on his computer, and a Shaila came in via email, popped up on his computer. So he asked Rav Shachter, am I allowed to paskin a Shaila that just came in on the computer? Is this, I'm sitting right in front of you, am I allowed to paskin such a Shaila? So Rav Shachter at the time said, what do you mean? Because of me? He says, yeah, you don't understand. You know, we our relationship with Rav Soloveitchik was such, we were so enamored with him. You guys have it all figured out. I just try to fill in some missing information here and there. That was his assessment. I think the more appropriate practice, what I've taken on the practice, which I think is appropriate, is when people ask a shayla, I talk through the shayla with them. We try to figure out the talking through the sugya. And often, if it's something that's at all murky, we'll say, okay, so we have to ask Rav Shechter. It probably is not something that he'd be interested interested in if we sent everybody to only ask shailas to him. It's probably better for his time that if other people deal with some of the lower level stuff. But that's the basic sugya of Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. It's an entirely different topic, and not entirely different topic, but a related topic that's worthwhile for maybe another discussion, is how we relate to Svarim, what I alluded to before, and what the role of Svarim as our Rabbanim of Hakim is, but we'll leave that for a different time. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you.